Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, all glories to Samal Devotees, all glories to Samal Devotees, all glories to Samal Devotees, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Shri Prabhupada. Oh, somebody took the jacket of Dhruva Prabhu that led the kirtan. Maybe you can. His keys and his phone are there. What? What kind of jacket? Do they have a description or anything?
Gray color.
Gray color jacket. Somebody took a gray color jacket. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Hare Krishna. So, we're continuing our reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhya Lila chapter 22, entitled The Process of Devotional Service. Today we're reading texts 99 and 100, is that right? Yeah. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakchuran Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Dishatarne Panchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripasindibhyevacha Patitanam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So text number 99. Sharanagatera Akinchana Eki Lakshan. Saranagatera akinchanera eki lakshan. Taramajye praveshyaye atma samarpana. Taramajye praveshyaye atma samarpana. Translation. There are two kinds of devotees, those who are fully satiated and free from all material desires, and those who are fully surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord. Their qualities are one and the same, but those who are fully surrendered to Krishna's lotus feet are qualified with another transcendental quality, atma samarpana, full surrender without reservation. Text 100. Anukulyasya sankalpa. Anukulyasya sankalpa.
Pratikulyasyavarjanam. Pratikulyasyavarjanam. Rakshasyati ti vishvaso. Rakshasyati ti vishvaso. Goptritte varanam tata. Goptritte varanam tata. Atmanikshepa karpanye. Atmanikshepa karpanye. Sadvida sharanagati. Sadvida sharanagati. Anukulyasya sankalpa. Pratikulyasya varjanam. Rakshishyati ti vishvaso. Goptritte varanam tata. Atmanikshepa karpanye. Sadvida sharanagati. Anukulyasya sankalpa. Pratikulyasya varjanam. Rakshishyati ti vishvaso. Goptritte varanam tata. Atmanikshepa karpanye. Sadvida sharanagati. Chant some. Anukulyasya sankalpa. Pratikulyasya varjanam. Rakshishyati ti vishvaso. Goptritte varanam tata. Atmanikshepa karpanye. Sadvida sharanagati. Chat some. Anukulyasya sankalpa. Pratikulyasya varjanam. Rakshishyati ti vishvaso. Goptritte varanam tata. Atmanikshepa karpanye. Sadvida saranagati. Yes. No. Chat. Okay. All right. Anukulyasya. Of anything that assists devotional service to the Lord. Sankalpa. Acceptance. Pratikulyasya. Of anything that hinders devotional service. Varjanam. Complete rejection. Rakshishyatiti. Rakshishyati. He will protect. Iti. Thus. Vishvasa. Strong conviction. Goptritte. In being the guardian. Like the father or husband, master or maintainer. Varanam, acceptance, tata, as well as atmanikshepa, full surrender, karpanye, humility, shatvida, sixfold, sharana agati, process of surrender. Translation of Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The six divisions of surrender are the acceptance of those things favorable to devotional service, the rejection of unfavorable things,
the conviction that Krishna will give protection, the acceptance of the Lord as one's guardian or master, full self-surrender and humility. And purport. One who is fully surrendered is qualified with the six following characteristics. One, the devotee has to accept everything that is favorable for the rendering of transcendental loving service to the Lord. Two, he must reject everything unfavorable to the Lord's service. This is called renunciation. Three, a devotee must be firmly convinced that Krishna will give him protection. No one else can actually give one protection, and being firmly convinced of this is called faith. This kind of faith is different from the faith of an impersonalist who wants to merge into the Brahman effulgence in order to benefit by cessation of repeated birth and death. A devotee wants to remain always in the Lord's service. In this way, Krishna is merciful to his devotee and gives him all protection from the dangers found on the path of devotional service. Four, the devotee should accept Krishna as his supreme maintainer and master. He should not think that he is being protected by a demigod. He should depend only on Krishna, considering him the only protector. The devotee must be firmly convinced that within the three worlds, he has no protector or maintainer other than Krishna. Five, self-surrender means remembering that one's activities and desires are not independent. The devotee is completely dependent on Krishna, and he acts and thinks as Krishna desires. And six, the devotee is meek and humble. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasya chaham hriti sannivishto matasmriti jnanam apohanam cha vedais cha sarvair aham eva vedyo vedanta krit veda vid eva chaham. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas am I to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. Bhagavad Gita 15:15. Situated in everyone's heart, Krishna deals differently according to the living entity's position. The living entity's position is to be under the protection of the illusory energy or under Krishna's personal protection. When a living entity is fully surrendered, he is under the direct protection of Krishna, and Krishna gives him all intelligence by which he can advance in spiritual realization. The non-devotee, however, being under the protection of the illusory energy, increasingly forgets his relationship with the Lord. Sometimes it is asked how Krishna causes one to forget. Krishna causes his devotee to forget material activities, and through the agency of Maya, Krishna causes the non-devotees to forget his devotional service to the Lord. This is called apohana. Apohana means forgetfulness. So this is a very important verse quoted here. Saranagati. We had just, I think on Thursday, Bhadra Prabhu chanted one verse after the Guru Puja. The first verse, Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about Saranagati. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a book on Saranagati, means basically surrender. So that verse, the bhajan that he sang on Thursday, this is the first song that he wrote on this whole process of surrender. He wrote process on each of these six items: accepting things favorable, rejecting things unfavorable. So the first, anyway, we didn't get the translation that day, so I'm going to cover that a little bit first. It says, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Doya Kori Swaparshada Suya Dhamma Saha Avatari. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually we sang this verse, this bhajan today also before class. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Doya Karamare Doya Kore, this means please be merciful. So here, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Jive Doya Kori, please be merciful to the living entities. You have been very merciful because Swaparshada Sriya Dhamma Sahavatari, because you brought your transcendental abode, Swaparshad, and his associates. Swaparshad means associates, and Sriya Dham, his transcendental abode, he brought. We can go and visit, you should all go and visit Navadvip Dham, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sriya Dham, his own transcendental abode, as good as Vaikuntha, better. So then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Atyanta Durlaba Prema Kodibare Dan Shikaya Sharanagati Bhakatira Pran. So the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's given something because devotional service that's been practiced for, this is actually Sanatana Dharma. This is the eternal constitutional position of the living entity, is to engage in service to the Lord, just like here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada said that you're either serving Krishna or you're serving Krishna's illusory energy. There's no third option. The living entity is by nature servant. Jivara Swarupa Hoy Krishna Nityada. So we're eternal servants. Actually, we're eternal servants of Krishna. But so we, just like the citizens in the state, we have to serve the government. But those who are criminals, they serve the government in a different way, by going to jail and breaking the laws and giving the court system something to do. So we can be like that in this material world. We can engage in the service of Krishna indirectly by serving his illusory energy, or we can engage in Krishna's service directly and get so much benefit from that. And here it says, Atyanta Durlabha Prem. This is, Prem is there through these different processes of devotional service since the beginning of time. But this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's brought something that is very rare. Atyanta Durlabha. Very, very rare, this Prem that he brought. This is a Prem that is found in the most confidential association of Krishna, Krishna's associates. As we said here, Swaparshad, Sriya Dhamma, Sahavatari. So, and then, not only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought this, he wanted to taste this transcendental love as described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself, wanted to taste the love that Srimati Radharani had for him. So he came to taste that, but also he came Koribari Dan. He came to give that. And how to do that is there Shikaya Saranagati Bhaktatera Pran. That he came to teach this Saranagati that we're reading about today, the Saranagati, surrender, which is the Bhakatera Pran, which is the life of the devotees. And what is that? Saranagati, Dainya Atmanivedan Goptrite Varan Avasya Rakshibe Krishna Vishvasa Palan. He gives all these six items of surrender that we just read about here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Humility, self-surrender, acceptance of the Lord as one's protector and a master, and acceptance of Krishna as protector. Vishvas, we should have firm faith in these activities. Bhakti Anukula, Matra Karyara Svikar, these are the other two, to accepting things favorable, and Bhakti Pratikula Bhava Varajan. Parajanangikar, to reject things. So it's not only that Krishna, we take things that are favorable for Krishna's service, because Krishna's not alone. Krishna's always with his Swaparshad and Suyadam, his abode. So this is not that we're closed-minded, but we think that we serve only Krishna. Our bhakti anukula matra karyara svikar, anukulyasya sankalpa, We accept things that are favorable for Krishna's service, but Krishna's service includes the service of his devotees and his holy abode and his associates, Saparshad, and the devotees in general, everyone who is engaged in devotional service. We accept things that are favorable for their service too, and this is inclusive in Krishna's service. Bhakti Pratikula Bhava Varjanga Arjan Angikar. Same thing with the rejecting things that are unfavorable for Krishna's service. Krishna, again, that means not just Krishna himself, but Krishna's associates, Krishna's devotees, and his transcendental abode. So, Sharanga Sharanagati Hoi Be Jahar Tahara Pratana Shune Sri Nanda Kumar. This nice thing is that Sharadanga Sharanagati Hoi Bejahar, who is practicing these six fold symptoms of surrender, Tahara Prartana, his prayers, Shune and Sri Nanda Kumar, Krishna Nanda Kumar, his form as a cowherd boy, Nanda's son of Nanda Maharaj, he listens to their prayers. Rupa Sanatan Pare Dante Trinakori Bhaktivinod Pare Duhum Padadari. So Rupa and Sanatan, we're reading here Chaitanya Charitamrita. These are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructing this process of devotional service to Sanatan Goswami and his older brother Rupa Goswami that we just before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was instructing Sanatana Goswami. Chaitanya Charitamrita gives the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami. So these Rupa Sanatana, they're all six Goswamis. They're our line, we are called Rupanugas. We're followers of Rupa Goswami. All these six Goswamis, Shri Rupa, Vande Rupa, Sanatano, Raguya Go, Shri Jiva Gopala Go. These Rupa and Sanatan, Raguya Go means the two Ragus. Ragu is short for Raghunath. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. And Vande Rupa, Sanatano, Raguya Go, Shri Jiva Gopala Go. Jiva Goswami, who is the nephew of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. Rupa and Sanatana Goswami were brothers. Rupa Goswami was, Sanatana Goswami was the older brother. Rupa Goswami was younger. But Sanatana Goswami, many times he accepted Rupa Goswami. They both actually accepted each other as their guru. But anyway, Rupa Goswami, as we said, Rupa Nugas, we're trying to follow on his footsteps. He gave us this bhakti rasamrita, the nectar of devotion, bhakti rasamrita sindhu. So one more line is there. Kandiya kandiya bole amito adham shikai sharanagati korohe utam. That I'm crying and crying, but please make me the best of men and by teaching me the ways of sharanagati. So these Goswamis of Vrindavan, they're teaching this process by their own example, how to engage in this service, fully surrendered. Jakta Turna Masesha Mandalapati Srinam Sada Tuchabat. As we said, we're engaged in service one way or the other. Everyone is engaged in devotional service, in some kind of service. So before going to Vrindavan, before meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, they had different kind of service. Taktvaturnam Asesha Mandalipati. They were Mandalipati, they were big ministers in the government of Nawab Hussein Bengal. Sanatana was prime minister, and Rupa Goswami was treasury, head of the treasury. vice versa, maybe. No. No, I think it was like that. Doesn't matter. They were big ministers in government. But the point is that they gave up Tyaktva Turnam Asational Mandalipati Shrenim Sadat Tuchabat. They gave Takta Tuchabat very, they considered these things very insignificant. They had what, with position at that time. And what to speak of Rupan Sanatan Goswami, the Raghunath Das Goswami, his father and uncle were some of the biggest landlords in Bengal. They had a huge income. So their standard of living was this, like that of King Indra. Hare Krishna. So his Raghunath Das Goswami, they had standard of living just like King Indra, the king of the heavenly planets. And everything gave up just like Tuchabat, very insignificant. So this interesting, Srila Prabhupada writes this, Sarvasya, a devotee is meek and humble, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasya Chaham Hriti Sandeep. Who are we in this world? What we can claim, people are very much interested in material advancement. That's this, Queen Kunti prayed like that, Janmaishwarya Shruta Shribir Edamana Madapuman. People are so much intoxicated by these four items. She gives a list, four items. Janma, good birth, Aishwarya, one's opulence and money, bank account. Shruta, one's education or intelligence. Shruta Shribir, and one's beauty, personal beauty. So Eramana Madapuman, we become, in this world, become very much intoxicated by these things. Naivarhap Dhyabhitatmum Voy. This way one cannot approach the Supreme Lord. Krishna is very far away from such people that become intoxicated by these four things. Very difficult to attain him. Because, why is that, Krishna? Tvam Akinchana Gochara. As we read in this text 99, Charanagatera Akinchanera Eki Lakshan. Just like Charanagati and Akinchana, Queen Kunti prays, Tvam Akinchana Gochara. One who is Akinchana. Akinchana means something. And Akinchan means just the opposite, means pretty much nothing. So this is the this is our actually position in this material world. We actually, what do we have? Nothing. What we were born with, what we are going to take with us when we go? Nothing. We have no, these four things, Janmaishwarya, Shruta, Shri, birth, opulence, education, beauty, everything, nothing in the beginning and nothing at the end. For a few days, we can collect a few of these things together, and we become very proud, Madhabhuman. We become very much intoxicated by these things. Oh, very. But therefore, Krishna says, Srila Prabhupada says, one of a devotee is meek and humble. He says, Sarvasya Chahamriti Sannivishto Matasmritya Jnana. If we know these things, that they were Krishna's, in our hearts, he is directing our wanderings. He is giving us intelligence. He is giving us forgetfulness, because forgetfulness is very important for a devotee, as Srila Prabhupada stated here, that Krishna causes his devotees to forget material activities. This is very important for a devotee. We have to depend always on Krishna. That's part of the Saranagati. If we depend on Krishna, that he gives us, helps us forget these material activities, this is our greatest fortune. Otherwise, we forget all these teachings of our spiritual master, then we become lost again in this material world. So these are the symptoms of one who is surrendered. Atma Samarpan. There's some Atma Samarpan comes in a couple places that is described the process of initiation. And Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Diksha Kale Bhakta Kare Atma Samarpan. Well, at the process, at the time of initiation, this is the process of initiation, that one Atma Samarpan, he surrenders his life. Atma Samarpan. Se Kale Krishna Tare Kara Atma Sama. That Krishna accepts that devotee as equal to himself. This is the process, actually, of devotional initiation, excuse me, and Atma Samarpan. Diksha Kale Bhakta Kare. The devotee Bhakta Kare Atma Samarpan. He surrenders himself to Krishna. This was also seen in the pastimes of the six Goswamis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami had one nice pastime that Sanatana Goswami, he was coming to Jagannath Puri and he got some disease and his whole body became filled with so much problems. Pus was oozing from his sores on his body like that. And he was thinking he was going to give up his body by going under the wheel of the Jagannath Rath Yatra cart, some process of suicide. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't approve. He says, Prabhu kahe, tomara deha mora nijadan, that your body is my own wealth, nijadan, mora nijadan. Tumi more kariache atma samarpan. You've given your body. You've given your body to me, and you want to destroy someone else's property. So this is a devotee. This is what means sharanagati, that one should completely surrender to the service of Krishna and the spirit through the agency of the spiritual master. And so we can honor these first two is very important. Anukulyasya Sankalpa Pratikulyasya Varjanam. Srila Rupa Goswami gives in the Upadeshamrita six items that are favorable for devotional service and six items that are unfavorable for devotional service. So these things are the favorable items, Anukulyasya Sankalpa. We should accept those favorable items. You know these favorable items, you can say? Let's see. What are the six items favorable to devotional? I can't remember them, I don't know. Anybody, one? Association? Utsaha Nishchaya, I give you I know the Sanskrit, I can't tell you the English. Huh? Determination, yes. Enthusiasm. Patience. Utsaha Nishchaya, Darjat. I think patience, yes. And Nishchayad, confidence. Tat Tat Karma Pravartanat. Following the regular principles, very good. Sangatyagat Satovriti. Sangatyagat means we give up bad association, yes. So this is actually giving up bad association means we should accept that. All right, and then the unfavorable items. Atyahara prayashascha. What are they? Huh? Unnecessary talking. Yes. Over endeavoring. Atyahara. Over accumulation. Okay. And. Janasangas. Yes. Atyahara prayasas, over endeavoring, you got that, I think. Prayasas cha, prajalpa niyamagraha. Huh? Over and under attachment to the. Okay, that's an interesting way of saying, yeah. Very good. Yeah, can you explain that? Okay, very nice. Yeah. Niyamagraha Janasangasya Lolyam Cha. Greed, yes. Greed was missing. So these things, these unfavorable items we should give up, and the favorable items we should accept. This is anukulyas of sankalpa. And as I mentioned, that Krishna's service means in relationship with the devotees also. So, and what do we got? Anything else? Krishna is always protecting. I thought this one nice verse of Prahlad Maharaj prayers. He says, Balasya neha sharanam pitaron nishinha nartasya chagada mudanvati majatono. He says that Balasya neha sharanam pitaron, that some of us parents, there's nothing they can really do to protect your child. We're not capable. If he's sick, you can't do anything. You can give some medicine, something like that, but nartasya chagadam, that even the medicine, we don't know if that's going to work. Majato no, and if one's out in the ocean, in the middle of the ocean, what kind of protection you'll have without, or even you're on a boat, the boat maybe Titanic was sunk like that. So Prahlad Maharaj says that balasyaneha sharanam pitaro nishinga, that the child can't be protected by the parents, fully protected. Nartasya chagadam, that the medicine can't be protect the sick persons, is not fully. Otherwise, why would anybody die? If your medicine is going to protect you from the sickness, no one would die. And majato no, people, the boats sink in the ocean. Majato no. Taptasya tatra dividir yai hanjaseshas. We make so many different arrangements for our protection in this material world, but tad, what is that? Tavad vibho tanubritam tadipekshitanam. If Krishna wants to, if Krishna is neglecting, then you can't be, none of these things can be, do anything. They have a short line in Bengali, it says, Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mare Ke. That if Krishna wants to save someone, Rake Krishna Mare Ke, who can kill him? They say the battle of Kurukshetra, so much opportunity you can see like that. Krishna wanted to protect Arjuna and kill the Bhishma Dev, the greatest fighter of the time at the time. But Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mare Ke, nobody could protect those who Krishna wanted to kill, and those nobody could kill those who Krishna wanted to protect. There's not, that is the, so anyway, Sarana, there's also, Daivarshi bhutaptinirnam pitrinam nakinkaro nayan rinicharajam saratmanaya sharanam sharanyam. This process of surrender, this sharana, the process of surrender, it's described there also. Because we have some kind of debts to perform, it's described nayan rini. Rini means debt. So in the material world, everyone is indebted. To so many, it gives a list. Devarshi, the demigods, the rishis, the people in general, and one's family members, Bhuta, Apta, Nirnam, the people in general, Pitrinam, the forefathers. Whatever position we have in this material world, we've been given so many facilities. Just like here, this temple here, some of our new people, even older people, we can't claim that we did everything for the nice facility that we have here. Nobody can take claim full responsibility. But it's so wonderful arrangement that we've got here to worship the Lord. So we're indebted to those people that helped. Not anyone, I don't think anyone can claim full responsibility that I built this temple. I gave this temple. Krishna has come here. We're indebted to him. He's fully independent. Swarat, Tene, what is that? Abhigya Swarat. He's fully independent, Lord. So we're indebted always to him and to his devotees. They helped. There's so many devotees helped. And we're also get some little credit for coming here so that people in the future, otherwise if nobody comes, that Srila Prabhupada was, when he started his preaching in the 70s, there's so many churches were empty. The churches were empty and the devotees were buying the churches, filling them up with devotees. Srila Prabhupada was filling them up with devotees. So we have to continue filling up the temple with devotees, coming here to the temple and taking part in the activities of the Krishna consciousness movement. And anyway, Devarshi Putatrininam Pitrinam Nakinkaro Nayam Rinija Rajan. That Nakinkaro, we're not actually have to be servant of these, and we don't have any debts to them. Why, if we, that's only if we're qualified with this Sarvatmana Ya Sharanam Sharanyam. That if we actually surrender fully to Krishna, then all these debts are paid off. Just like if you have $1 million, you paid your $100 or $1,000 included. Sarvatmana Sha Sharanam Sharanyam Gato Mukundam Parihrityagart. Is that right? Anyway, so that is our, what is also is described, that yata toror mulam nishechanena, that you give the water to the root of the tree and the whole tree becomes nourished, all the branches and leaves, fruits, and prana pahara chai jatendriyana, put the food in the stomach and all. So like this, we have to learn this process of Sharanagati, practice this sixfold system of surrender, and all our debts, all our problems in this world become insignificant. Mahatparam punya yashoda. Okay. Any questions or comments?
Thanks for the nice class, Hare Krishna. I'm sitting here looking at the temple and I'm thinking, wow, you know, so many devotees in this community and yet, you know, not a lot of people here. And I just came back from India, which is, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, it's so many
crowds.
Huh?
The temples are crowded.
Oh, I know. It's like, oh my God, you know, it's amazing, you know. I'm still kind of like in a spin on it, you know. But I had one really nice experience there. You know, when I see how Srila Prabhupada did, you know, brought this Krishna consciousness here, you know. Of course, in India has been exposed to Krishna consciousness for so many years, so I could hope that maybe Prabhupada's influence would fill the temples here more. But One thing that was amazing was I was in Delhi a lot doing some dental work, but I was with my sister-in-law Nirmala, and we went to the Chippewada temple. I don't know if anybody else has ever been there, but
I've been.
Anyway, it's where I think Prabhupada at one point he had a room at Radhadamodar, and then he would go to Delhi and stay there for his printing. And that whole area is just filled with the industry that of printing. You know, the paper and printing presses, and when you look at the area, you think, how is it that Prabhupada could you know, from that arena, create that bring the Bhagavatams to life and then put them in these trunks and come here. And it was beautiful. We went to there's a room there where Srila Prabhupada would write, and in the room there's a little dome in the middle of the room where that's over the deities below, and you could just, you know, one of the devotees that was caretaking there, he said Prabhupada would sit in the room, and he would actually use that dome as kind of a backrest, you know, and he'd have his desk there, and he would write. And then occasionally some of the kids that were there would come to the window and disturb him, so he would figure out ways to bribe them to not bother him and stuff. But it's just like, when I come here, I'm thinking, wow, you know, it would be really nice if Krishna consciousness could become more explosive here like it is in India. So anyway,
yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Anybody else? Ready to clean the temple? Tan Mandira Marjanadishu. The spiritual master, we Yuktasya Bhaktam Jani, he engages us. Sri Vigrahara Dana Nityanana Shringaratan Mandira Marjanada. Cleaning the temple is part of the. Srila Prabhupada sometimes said that cleaning the temple, you're cleaning your heart, is as good as worshiping the deities also. Devotional service, absolute. Hare Krishna. Jaya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jaya.